Good morning.
After many weeks. Too long. Good morning. It is Friday, April the 10th, 2014, 2015. Yeah. First trip in April, and it's almost half past already. So, where have I been? Put this in my pocket. Put my hands back in my jeans, because it's cold out. It's 30, according to the temperature of the house, it's 30-something, 34, 35, 36, somewhere in there. I thought it would be warmer. According to the temperature at the airport, it's like 25. It's not freezing out. There's no frost around. I don't know quite what the official temperature is doing, but... So I'm walking hard, trying to get a little heat going. So if I sound a little winded, A, I'm out of shape. B, I'm freezing. Okay, so anyway. So, I've talked about being an introvert before. I've talked about the need to recharge, to get some, what to many people looks like downtime, but which to me is a certain level of uptime, a certain level of recharge, a certain level of being plugged into those things that give me energy. And for the last 3-4 months, I had a quick recharge when I went down to Colorado Springs in January, but it's been 3 months and I didn't get really fully recharged. It was fun, it was good, it was great, it was much needed, but it didn't completely fill the void. And so basically my situation is introvert on overload, and I've been retreating slowly. Actually, I did a lot of retreating before I stopped walking, before I stopped talking. I've done even more since. I basically try to find quiet space for my head. Now, this is not something I've been doing alone, but is actually part of my therapy. My therapist suggested a book a couple weeks ago by a woman named Susan Cain, C-A-I-N, called Quiet, and it documented the cult of personality. It documented how in the U.S., American culture is geared for the extrovert. The extrovert is the desired norm, and the introvert is broken. Introvert needs help. Introvert needs to be fixed. Now, whether you subscribe to the notion that an introvert is broken or not, it's still the predominant culture. It goes back to Dale Carnegie, in a certain extent, where the culture of character has been supplanted, the culture of character from the 18th and early 19th century has been supplanted in the latter half of the 20th, in the early days of the 21st, with the culture of personality. And you see this shift actually in psychotherapy as well. But the introvert thing is interesting. It's there's not a lot of research on it, and what there is intriguing because it underscores some misconceptions. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it offers some insight into the values and contributions of introversion. And it's not just in humans. This continuum from introvert to extrovert is in the animal kingdom as well. And this puzzled biologists for a long time, because there almost has to be a, for it to appear in animals, there has to be an evolutionary value. There has to be some sort of reason for it to occur. And the answer appears to be that in times of plenty, in times of normalcy, extroverts, they had an example of a fish, and I can't remember what kind of fish. But let's go out and investigate fish. In times of plenty would breed, because they'd be the first ones to find the food. They'd be the first ones to take advantage of a new opportunity. They'd be the first ones to take advantage of those things, and because they took advantage of it, they were able to reproduce and spread the extrovert gene. And it turns out that there is at least a few genes that contribute to the extrovert introvert. It's not 100% genetic. There's a certain level of behavior and learned. But there seems to be some limits that are hardwired into each of us. And we can push the envelope for those limits. We can't actually exceed them for very long, very far. There are some exceptions. And I found the exceptions to be as informative as the actual limits. For example, one of the things that can... Oh, let me go back to finish the generic, the genetic makeup thing. And for times of not so plenty, in times of danger, in times of threat, the slow to go, the hang back, and try something other than bash down the door. Those fish thrive in times of threat. Because the ones who are in times of threat, the first to go people, fish, are the ones who are the first to go in times of threat. So they rush out. And if the change in their environment is a dangerous change, they die. But there is still a collection of fish who aren't out there dying in this new opportunity. They're still kind of hanging back, evaluating, continuing the species until the next period of plenty or the next period of advantage comes along. And then the extroverts come back and take advantage. So there's a biological function. Oh, I made the eastern turn here, and the sun is now shining full on my body. It feels wonderful. I'm still cold. Anyway, so this introvert-extrovert continuum, one of five main personality traits, apparently, including one called agreeableness. Which struck me as interesting. So, there is introvert, and introvert-extrovert has to do with where do you get energy, Monk Post. Where do you get energy? And I said this before, extrovert gets energy from having people feed it to him, and introvert gets energy from staying away from people. People draw energy out of an introvert and put it into an extrovert. And some of the interesting things that we've been talking about in therapy have been, to what degree does introversion and the need to retreat in order to recharge resemble depression? And the answer is, it looks a lot like it. From the outside looking in, it looks very much like depression. So my retreat was not just here, it was actually in the house, in the home, in my every minute of my life, trying to find a place where it was quiet. And quiet in a specific way, not quiet, not sit in a corner in the dark and stare at a candle, although that might have been an interesting approach. But to find headspace, my own headspace, and pay attention to it. Now, one of the side effects, one of the problems is that I retreated too much. The daily walk is actually what's known in the trade, technically, as a restorative niche. That is, it's a time when I'm alone. I'm walking. I'm not interacting. Even the talk isn't really an interaction as much as it is a sort of reflection. And I share that reflection with those of you who follow me. Perhaps that will be fewer now that I've taken another 3-week hiatus. But it doesn't really matter. Even if like one person listens, Anita, Tara Lee, or both, it would be enough, because the value of the talk is less about who listens as it is about an opportunity for me to reflect more or less in public on what's happening, to offer some kind of insight into how things are going in my head. By extension, in my life, in my writing. I've been working on Cape Grace, and I'm about 33,000 words in, and I kind of hit a plot hole. I hit a point where I didn't want to write it anymore. I don't know. I started reading it yesterday. I've got a new writing regimen, and my first task was to go back and figure out where the hell the story is. Because after 3 weeks, I've forgotten. I wrote 15,000 words a week for a couple of weeks and then didn't write anything at all since. And I want to get this book done. I want to get it out so I can write more Ishmael books. So I can write the Natalie Ruggieri book that I want to write. So there's that. There's that whole, how do we deal with this thing? I forget where I was going. The ADHD and the introversion don't necessarily play well together. So yeah, it was, I've been writing it, I've been working it, I want to get back in it. That's one of the things that the Kane book talked about. I want to go back to the appearance of recharge, overload to depression, and why they look alike. Because when I get when introverts get overloaded. Is their charge has been depleted. Their energy is gone. Then the tendency is for them to stop doing even the things that make them feel good, even the things they enjoy, even the things that make them feel better. They stop doing them. They retreat until they get enough energy to be able to do those things again. It isn't that they don't want to. It isn't that they don't feel like it's worthwhile. It isn't that they don't feel life is worth living. It's that you just haven't got the guts, the oomph, the battery. It's not the guts, but the energy to do it. You can gut it through for a while, but after a time you have to sort of, it's sort of like sleeping. You know, you can stay up for a long time, but eventually you're going to have to go to sleep. And one way or another, your body is going to make you go to sleep, and it isn't that you're depressed, it's that you're tired. So, yeah, I've been in retreat. I've had my head stuck in Minecraft for a couple of weeks. I've had my head stuck in Eve to a lesser extent. I've got some stuff that I'm doing in Eve, and it's relatively low trauma, low key. I have an orca half built, and I just don't have the minerals. I haven't felt like going in to mine them up, so yeah. Anyway, so some other things that I've been changing is diet. I've pretty much cut out carbohydrates. Not entirely, because I still get a fair amount of complex raw vegetable carbs, like beans, whole grains. But I've cut out basically refined carbs. No bread, no pasta, no sugar. Just a tiny bit that I get in fruit. And I've got some nuts for snacking. I've got some dried unsweetened cranberries for snacking. There's a little too much sugar in those, but a few of them. I've eaten a lot of eggs. Cholesterol isn't my problem. I'm getting the protein I need is. And it's working. In the last 3 weeks, I've lost about 5 pounds. So it's very satisfying. This morning I had my yogurt. I have 200 grams, and I weigh it. I have 200 grams of yogurt, 25 grams of granola, and then fresh berries, strawberries lately. And that's my breakfast a lot of days. Sometimes it's my lunch. I've stocked up on omelet fixings, so I've got stuff to put in my omelets. I need to go to the store again. I'm out of ham. So I'm making changes in my life. I'm making changes that I think are going to help. I'm making changes that I think are going to recharge me. I'm going to try. I hope I'm going to work. I really need to foster this walking habit again. My legs hurt already. They're going to be worse tomorrow. I have to mow the lawn again. But, yeah. Sort of. Tentatively. I'm back. I'm still healing, I'm still charging, I'm still trying to find the energy I need. But having a face to put on it, having an identification that I can use to kind of figure out what the hell is going on and how I might approach not fixing it, but using it to my best advantage. Because there's a lot of stuff about being an introvert, not the least of which is creativity, that there's actually a benefit to what I'm doing. And so what I want to do is maximize that benefit. To do that, I've got to get my head back. Not in the game, but I have to get my head back together, and then I can get it in the game. So anyway, seems to be stuck at 1955. I'll assume that it's still working, and I'll say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.